Two cases of whooping cough have been confirmed, and three others are suspected at schools in the downtown area, according to district spokeswoman Kristen Bartlett. She says letters went home Thursday with students at Juno Douglas High School, Harborview Elementary, the Marie Drake Building, Gastineau Community School, and the Juno Community Charter School.
All of them are currently being treated by a physician. But because it's a highly contagious disease, we wanted to make sure that people are aware of it, particularly families where they have infants or small children, or if a family member might be pregnant.
The illness begins with cold-like symptoms and a cough that gradually becomes worse. Within 2 weeks, symptoms include numerous rapid coughing episodes, sometimes followed by a high-pitched whoop or vomiting. It can be a very serious disease, especially for infants. April Resendiz is a nurse with the Juno Public Health Center. She says the best way to avoid whooping cough is to get vaccinated.
Starting at 2 months of age, kids can get immunized, and it's 5 shots between the ages of 2 months, and the last one is between 4 and 6 years, and then a repeat booster shot around 11 or 12, and there's also now for adults. So if you haven't had a tetanus shot in the last probably 5 or 6 years, it's included in that now.
Pertussis spreads through person-to-person contact, most commonly when the infected person coughs or sneezes. For that reason, Resendiz says it's important for children and adults to stay home when they are infected. If you or your children develop symptoms, Resendiz recommends seeing a doctor immediately.
The problem is adults will more often just feel like they have a cold, but they can still spread it, and in kids it's much more severe.
Bartlett says there were 3 confirmed cases of whooping cough at Juno schools in 2008, the last time the district sent out a notice about the illness.
It's been a while, but this is something that we have experienced before.
At that time, she says the district and public health center held free booster shot clinics at schools. Bartlett says they'll continue to monitor the current outbreak and could do something similar if it gets worse. In Juno, I'm Casey Kelly.